The City of Melbourne's got a $300 million Green Line Trail project, right? Mm-hmm. It goes from Birrarungma, yep. And ends up at the Balti Bridge.
Yes, yeah, so on the northern bank of the Yarra.
Right, what do you do when you get to the Balti Bridge?
To turn around and go back the other right. way, right?
Okay. And it's going to be called the Green Line, which is the name was
little
your
brand
idea.
Name, yeah.
However, that public pool in the Yarra River that we've heard so much about, that's not part of the plan.
Oh.
Felicity Watson, president of the Yarra Swim Co. Felicity, good morning to you.
Hi, good to speak to you.
Were you going to be the person who built and run the pool, were you?
Well, we were the people behind the idea for the pool and the plan for the pool, so we're very disappointed that it's not going to be included in the Green Line project.
Have they told you why you're not included?
Yeah, I think they looked at a range of things, like the budget that was available and the space that was available, and thought that it wasn't the right place for this particular project, but we're hopeful that we can look at other potential locations, and that, you know, the Yarra Birrarung is a big river and that there might be a place for it somewhere.
So Felicity, tell us about the swim ability of the Yarra.
Yeah, so that's what our campaign has really always been about, and the pool has been one way of sort of raising awareness of that. But what we're really, really passionate about and what we'll be refocusing on is a campaign to make the Yarra swimmable again. And I think there's lots of work that needs to be done to make that happen. There are lots of other great organisations like the Yarra Riverkeepers Association and other great community organisations that are working towards that. But we really want people to see this and to see Green Line as an opportunity to work towards that.
So if they said yes to the public pool in the Yarra and I go down there for a Kath and Kim, I go for a swim, am I swimming in Yarra water or would it be a pool with fresh water, you know, fresh tap water in it?
It would have been treated water, so it wouldn't have been water that was directly from the Yarra Birrarung. But our aspiration for the future is that one day the water quality will be good enough so that we can swim in the river.
So, Felicity, is it possible that you could have a private pool produced there? So in other words, we don't need to use the city funds. You just set up a private business.
Sure. Well, there's always that possibility. Obviously, there's lots of planning regulations around the use of the river. Our proposal, we wanted it to be as accessible as possible. And so, you know, it's our preference that it be a public facility that's open to everybody. But as you say, there are lots of different ways that it could happen.
Hmm. Good on you, Felicity. Felicity Watson, president of the Yarra Swim Co. Are there any private... This is a stupid question. Are there any private pools in Melbourne?
Are there any private pools? So they're all, well, obviously the ones in your house, but beyond that.
Yeah. The ones around me, I'm pretty sure, are all...
They're all council.
All council.
Yeah, yeah. But you could, well, there's a thing called public-private enterprises. You can do a combo.
Jeff Kennett wanted to close Fitzroy Pool, didn't he?
Oh, that wasn't a good idea, was it? Because it's one of the classics.
I'm wondering how he would have had the power to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.